Yeah, it means a lot. I think that was our next goal. Couldn't accomplish it last week, but it was good to bounce back this week and play better and know that the Super Bowl run has to go through Green Bay.
How do you feel about passing Lynn Dickey for most passing yards in the single season?
It's a great honor. You know, I think it's obviously an award that's bigger than an individual award. It takes obviously offensive line pass blocking for you and your guys getting open, delivering a catchable ball and then making plays. So we got a great group of guys to work with, and there's a record we all share.
No sacks today. Is that a good present from the line?
Yeah, I mean, they played excellent. It was, I think a lot of people were questioning, even the starters and the way that they've played. We had TJ at right tackle, and we had Evan at left guard, and those guys played great. So I got to give them a lot of credit. They're the MVPs tonight, and barely got touched out there, so it's always fun.
Prepared to throw for five touchdowns and to do it against a normally pretty good defense in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, they have a great defense, very well coached. A lot of respect for Coach Smith and Coach Marinelli and the job they've done for them. Have played them 9 times, I believe, now. As a starter, and it's always a difficult game, physical, the mental chess match that goes on between Brian and myself. They played a lot more one high than they usually do against us, and guys were able to get open, and we made some plays down the field.
You ever never thrown for 5 at any level?
Yeah, junior college, I threw for 6 against Shasta, 2002 at Shasta. Since then, no.
This one ranks better, though, right?
That's pretty good. That was a pretty good one there. That was our rivals, Shasta College, Butte College. But, this one's pretty special.
What did you see on that long touchdown to Jordy?
Well, that was a design play we had with Jordy trying to get him on a safety. We were fortunate enough to get two high covers there, which really allows him to run free on safety. On the backside, Stelts was kind of hanging low with Jermichael, who was running a deep crossing pattern. The protection is usually pretty good in that type of play. Just had plenty of time, raised up, and kind of had a spot on the field I wanted to hit, the far hash, and put the kind of throw I wanted to on it. Jordy did a nice job running underneath it.
5 shy of Brady's touchdown passes record for the season. Would you like a chance to go after that, or is it not even?
I think that's probably safe.
Did the receiving group take last week and the drops, were they pretty upset with that? And did you have any doubt in your mind they'd come through and rebound this week?
No, I mean, I think we were all disappointed about, about last week, the way we all played as a group and wanted to bounce back, had a good week of practice. We practiced in elements this week and knew it was going to be cold out there, and we had to play better than the previous week. So it felt good to get going early, have a good first drive. You know, we've been deferring the kickoff the last, I don't know how many weeks in a row, and it's been a while since we'd started the game with the ball. And we went right down the field and scored and kind of hit a lull. 2-minute drive got us going there, and we really got no rhythm there. So it was fun to bounce back as a group and play better than last week.
How do you approach this week? Because for all intents and purposes, you've accomplished everything that you can in the regular season.
I think that's going to be up to Mike, so depending on how he wants to play it. We'll fall in line. I think as a close friend of Matt's, wouldn't mind to see him get an opportunity to play a little bit. But I'll definitely do whatever Mike says.
How much of that does it take into account? The Lions will probably have something to play for in terms of playoff seeding or whatever, division rival and all that sort of thing.
I think so. Yeah, there's something to be said about finishing the season well, though. The Bears tried to keep us out of the playoffs last year, last game of the year, and it'd be nice to finish out the season, the way we started with a strong showing in a home game. That being said, I think you have to take into account the healthier football team. We have some guys banged up, and we'll see what Mike says this week. But until we hear differently, we'll prepare as if we're going to play.
Is there anything you feel the team needs to do before it starts the playoffs, or do you think it's ready to go?
I think we need to get healthy. That's the most important thing. I think this was a good win for us to get back on the right track, get the number one seed, obviously. But now that we have the top seed locked up, I think the you know, the priorities, you know, may shift a little bit.
Aaron, you had 3 2-yard touchdowns on slants. Was there something common you saw that you could exploit on those, or was it just guys beating their man?
A little bit of both. I mean, we had a good plays called, and guys ran good routes. We run a number of fades down in the red zone, the tight red zone inside the 5 and the 10, and have had some success with those, and mix it up a little bit, and had some success with the slants.
How about your big run there in the third quarter, taking out both Brian and Lance?
I don't know what I did to take them out, but I think it was probably 3rd and 6 or 7. That's what it felt like, and once I got outside the pocket, I made a pump fake to the left, which was more to kind of see where the yard marker was to gain. Don't really like my personal matchup, me against those two guys, but somehow I was able to slip through them and get that first down. Sometimes you surprise yourself out there.